And you are listening to Indie Bay Radio in San Francisco. It's Wednesday, the 20th of July, and on the phone with us, Manny Ponzalan is a part of the. Give your job title, Manny.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon to the Bay Area people. My name is Manny Ponzalan. I am a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for the last 25 years. And currently employed in UCLA Medical Center here in Los Angeles, Westwood. I am part of the bargaining team for the California Nurses Association.
Okay, let me, Manny. I've got an incredible problem with a microphone here. I see that that's part of the problem. We'll have Janice and I will share a microphone, and you, if I could get you to reintroduce yourself, I'm sure it'll come up a little better this time. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to the Bay Area. My name is Manny Ponzalan. I am a registered nurse for the last 25 years. I work as an oncology nurse in UCLA Medical Center in Westwood, and I am part of the bargaining team for the California Nurses Association.
Okay, much better.
Great. Hi, Manny. My name is Janice Rothstein. I'm an LVN. I work at UCSF. I'm in AFSCME 3299. And I work with some nurse practitioners who are in CNA, and we're getting ready to support their strike tomorrow up here in San Francisco. And I just got the news that the Board of Regents voted today to postpone the strike. You want to say some more about that?
Yeah. Today, a court in Sacramento has postponed a one-day walkout tomorrow by the University of California registered nurses. And this is a latest illustration of how Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's ongoing attack on the registered nurses. The Superior Court this morning blocked the strike by the 9,000 RNs at the request of the Public Employee Relations Board, an agency dominated by the governor's appointee. That agency has five board members, and four out of the five members are appointed by the governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I see there are plans to continue with the picket lines tomorrow as planned. What are you expecting?
Oh, I have never seen so angry and outrageous nurses in the UC facility.
Yeah.
It feels like a volcano ready to erupt.
I bet.
And in so doing, the CNA bargaining team has allowed the 9,000 UC nurses to express their sentiments against the UC tactics of harassing us in order for us not to express our democratic rights. So by tomorrow, from all the six UC campuses, there's going to be an information picket from 7:30 in the morning till 9 a.m.
Okay.
And we're going to have a noontime rally from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.
And the rallies are at the all the campuses as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the rallies are going to be not on the campuses. It's going to be in all the six medical centers.
The medical centers,
right. There's going to be a rally in the UC Berkeley Bank Student Health Center. Nothing on the campuses.
What about, do you know about UCSF up here?
There's going to be a rally in UCSF Medical Center in 505 Parnassus Avenue, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's going to be, I think that's the only one for UC San Francisco as of
right.
the moment.
So this ruling by the PERB, the Employee Relations Board, does this mean, well, UC has already been sending out emails and letters threatening sanctions against employees who honor the strike, even CNA employees. So I'm wondering what this is going to mean for you RNs, you know, trying to even go to the rally.
It's worthwhile to know that the judge today has refused the request by PERB and the UC to declare the strike illegal. And the judge has also issued a restraining order to the university official from engaging in any further retaliatory actions against nurses.
Okay.
Or any actions such as counseling memo, a no-call, no-show.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be tolerated by the judge at this point in time.
So that's good, right, for the moment. Okay. Is that right? Yeah. Manny, that's a good thing. Am I understanding that right? The judge is barring any further or any retaliatory action against the RNs?
Yeah, you're right. The judge was very explicit that UC cannot retaliate in any way against nurses,
okay,
or any other employees who supported the now postponed strike.
Okay. All right.
One thing, can you go into some of the details about what this is about? If I remember right, there was a mandate that there had to be nursing ratios, and tell us what the real issues are.
There are so many issues, and if you summarize the five or six major issues, it all boils down to patient care and patient safety. Like a week ago, the Catholic Healthcare West Hospital and CHW CNA negotiating team have settled in their contract a language for the nurse-patient ratio, a language for patient protection, a language for adequate salary, and a language for guaranteed lifting. And these are the very mm-hmm. same issues that mm-hmm. the UC nurses has brought forward the table. And as part of the bargaining team, we are negotiating with UC for the last 6 months since January, whereas compared to the Catholic healthcare workers, they have only negotiated 2 months. So this clearly points out of what the 9,000 UC nurses are having difficulty with. The University of California is not listening to us. We have proposed language on the nurse-patient ratio, and they have ignored to make counter-proposals and proposals with that language. They have said that they are committed to pension protection, but they have not agreed to a language to be put in our contract, and instead, they put out a two-page letter of commitment stating that they are committed to protecting the pension protection. But what we want, the CNA negotiating team wants, is a language proposal that will protect the nurses from any cost shifting.
Protect the nurses from any what?
That protect the nurses, that will help the nurses protect from cost shifting, because what UC intends to do is to make the nurses pay 8% of their salary uh-huh. towards our pension. So with the 8%, if you're earning $100,000, that would mean an $8,000 cut back from our salary.
Mm-hmm. But is cost shifting something where they can take it from salaries and then put it into another part of the budget?
Cost shifting means is right now the University of California is paying 15% towards our pension based on our gross salary. So what it means is with the cost shifting, the University of California will only pay 7% and we will pay 8%. We have data to support our claim that the University of California has the money to support our pension, all UC employees' pension till 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They have also neglected to address a guaranteed leave team program mm-hmm. in the Five Medical Center. Here in UCLA alone, we have a leave team program 24/7 that was implemented last year. And this leave team program has tremendously decreased the back and shoulder injuries from 27 to 7, which has led to a realization savings of $600,000 for the last fiscal year. And this is one of the best UCLA investments so far when it comes to patient care and RN safety.
Well, now, this is ergonomics, really, right? When you were saying lifting, this is not an economics term. This is ergonomics, that the nurses are being asked to lift patients. And so are you talking about a program which trains nurses on how to properly lift so that they don't have back injuries and cost workers comp?
It's kind of like ergonomics in a way, but you must remember, because the University of California Hospital are a well-known institution throughout the United States of America. We get the sickest and the heaviest patient in the hospital, and because some of our UC facilities are not well-staffed by nurses, we basically need the support of lifting people to help us provide care when it comes to turning and lifting unstable patients.
Right. As an LVN, I know what you mean, auxiliary staff to help lift heavy and very ill patients. And when there's not enough people to do that, the rate of injury goes up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's injury for the patient as well as to the nurses.
Yes, it's both related to patients and the nurses.
And so now this issue, if I understand right, Arnold is being sanctioned essentially by the courts because he is not living up to this nursing ratio. And I take it these auxiliary nurses are a part of that ratio?
Yeah, the nurse-patient ratio was based on a study with the full complement of ancillary staff. Right now here in UCLA Westwood, we have done so many changes with our ancillary staff. We had cutbacks with our nursing assistants. We have cutbacks on our nursing unit secretaries. And that's against the ratio. What the governor did was he exercised his emergency power last November, and he doesn't want the nurse-patient ratio to be implemented of January 2005 until 2008. So he went to court three times. The latest was yesterday, and a Sacramento judge is trying to study right now whether the governor's 2-8 and him could be charged for court contempt for not following the court order.
Right. Well, you know, it really seems literally like the governor and that administration in Sacramento does not care about the staff and what's going on in the hospitals. And UC is, you know, as we can see from all the strike activity that's been going on tomorrow, well, whether you want to call it a strike or not, it's the RNs. Last month, the clericals went out for 3 days. The month before that, the service workers went out. And it seems like there's six-figure salaries for the CEOs and five-figure bonuses for them, but they tell the nurses and the clericals and the service workers they plead poverty when it comes to us.
I agree with you. And yeah. The one thing that's best to note about the nurse-patient ratio is since the law was signed, the increase in the number of actively licensed nurses in California went nearly seven times more than the total number of state health officials' predictions. And we have really adequate nurses in the state of California to meet the ratio of 1-5 for general medical surgical unit, mm-hmm. and to meet the ratio for the ER department of 1-4.
Uh-huh.
The other good thing about the nurse-patient ratio, too, is it has postponed hundreds and hundreds of nurses' retirement because now they're able to meet the patient's safety and the need of providing excellent care.
Mm-hmm.
And it has also attracted nurses out of Canada, the Philippines, India, and China to practice the profession of nursing in the state of California. We have also attracted out-of-state nurses from other states to be a registered nurse in California. So we have the nurses in California.
Hmm. So very interesting points, yeah. Well, I hope all the different unions that are represented at the UC campuses will come out tomorrow and in support for the nurses. We need to support each other to, you know, let UC know that we do matter.
Can you give contact information? Indy Bay is able to put this out on all of the different indie media sites. If a person was in California and they wanted to support from Fresno or from Sacramento, is there a website that people can go to?
Right now we have a website, www.atcalnurses.org, and we have a 1-800 negotiations hotline. It's 1-800-284-4518. Or if the listening public wants to come out in our information ticket, you could just basically go to the medical center and you wouldn't miss the humongous, the massive nurses ticketing out tomorrow. And to the Bay Area listeners, I'd like to thank you for believing in the cause that's being fought by the nurses. This information ticket or this fight is all about patient care and patient safety. This fight is about for Californians to ensure that we receive adequate health nursing care. And this fight is against corporation that intends to make thousands and thousands of dollars from the healthcare industry.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Manny. You've said something that's utterly logical. Of course, it's recognized that with something like 40% of Americans do not have medical insurance nowadays. And so it's obvious that a lot of people are having to go to the public schools, or excuse me, public hospitals, and the university hospitals have to be considered that. So if the American public doesn't support, or the California public doesn't support their university hospitals, they're going to be walking themselves into a ghost town of medical care. And if there was any kind of crisis like an earthquake, you would have shut down hospitals and nowhere to go to. So this is very much a crisis. If the politicians are not going to clean up the HMOs and they're going to continue to allow them to consolidate, we're going to be walking into publicly owned hospitals that are going to be torn with all sorts of problems, not the least of which is overworked staff and underpaid maintenance of the buildings. And another thing crossed my mind, probably short of 10 years ago, there was a kind of a con job that I know that UCSF was suckered into joining with, was it the Stanford Hospitals, and that program was essentially some sort of a cash cow for the HMO industry or something like that? Was it that the Stanford was essentially going bankrupt and they were trying to suck a lot of money out of UCSF? There was some odd thing about that. And I'd heard that for many years the UC medical system has had to pay off a contract involving that lousy merger. Do you know much about that?
Unfortunately, when that occurred 10 years ago, I wasn't a part or an employee of the UC system. I was still up there in Canada fighting for some major nursing issues too.
No, me neither. I'm sorry I can't speak to that. But Manny, I want to thank you so much for filling in a lot of the gaps in information. It's been hard to get information for some reason, and you've been really educational about it. So good luck with the information.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
I have only one parting word for our listeners. CNA and the UC nurses is committed in continuing to fight for a safe patient care, and that we would like to show to the governor and the UC that we are here to fight for our patients and our profession, that we will do our best to ensure that the UC Medical Center provides the best and the excellent care in the state of California.
Okay, well, solidarity out to you, Manny, and to all the brothers and sisters in Los Angeles and around the state. And here's hoping for good informational pickets tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wouldn't it? Do yourself a favor. Get a mind transplant. Listen to independent radio, the alternative media in general. This is Ward Churchill saying have a nice day.